Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk. I'm your host, Miss V, out of the D, and I got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
Oh, man. It's been a wild weekend. Good weekend.
What you tell them?
NASCAR was awesome today. I had no idea who won any football games.
And I'm not going to discuss it since I didn't win.
And then found out, I think, first game of the World Series, there is a player on the Philadelphia Phillies that hit a home run, game one, from Del City, where I graduated.
Wow.
So it's like, man, that's cool.
Troy, come back here. Troy, come on. You were going to crate. Come on. I have dogs who think that I do what they say instead of they do what I say. You're not going to go outside. That. Sure. I have had a long weekend, but I'm going to start this off with something that I have to say a lot about football and children.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that everybody, you know, first of all, people are entitled to do what they want with their children. I'm not here to tell nobody how to parent. What I am going to tell you, don't bring your children around me at a fucking football game if you don't want to hear custom. Because, see, I cuss. And I pay good money for my damn tickets. And the language that comes out of my mouth is not child-friendly. I have two grandchildren. They already know how bad my mouth are, and I wouldn't take them to a fucking football game with me. I'm just going to keep it real. Because it's some shit I don't want them hearing. I think that when it comes down to pro sporting events, not college, not high school, but pro, you should leave your children at home if you don't want them to learn some new words. Ford Field has a child-friendly area. And I can tell you, the child-friendly area is not where the fuck my seats are. In that area, there is no profanity allowed. It is truly family-friendly. And guess what? I'm good with that. Where I sit at is not the fucking family-friendly area. If you don't like what the fuck comes out my mouth, don't sit near me. I give a disclaimer to anybody that sits near me. I cuss like a sailor, and I'm proud of it. And yes, I do talk to my mother with this mouth. You know, those little comments that people like make, do you talk to your mother with that mouth? Yes, I do. Shit, you should hear her. Because when we're talking football, you get what you get out of us. My daughter got the nasty look today from the woman who decided that she didn't like what my daughter said at the game. And my daughter decided to change her language because there were so many children around us. She said, you know, they're just doing inappropriate things. They got mad about that. Now, the first thing that she said, she did say that they suck dick. I mean, but we always saying somebody suck. I mean, we always. I mean, anybody who's ever sat near us, I don't care who we play, my daughter always says that somebody went and sucked the ref's dick. That's just, I mean, that's what she says. I'm
yeah.
sure that people don't realize that we're at a football game. What comes out of my daughter's mouth at the fucking age of 31, I don't try to sense. She's 31 fucking years old. And, yes, she talks to her mother with that mouth. I'm her mother. I'm so tired of people and children. I'm sorry. You know, the Lions stuff, you brought your fucking kid to the game because y'all got the ticket sheet. I'm still a fucking Lions fan. I'm not a Lions fan when they're fucking winning. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Lions fan winning or losing. I pay good money to cuss legally.
Yep.
Don't bring your children around me. And I'm going to be very honest. I don't think children should be at pro sporting events. Especially sporting events where people are drinking and having conversations. I'm just going to keep it real. And I say this.
I agree.
Not to say that children should not enjoy sporting events. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that when anybody who's ever, I mean, first of all, football, American football fans are tame compared to motherfucking soccer fans. Let's just keep it real because them motherfuckers want to be going to kill their damn players. How many times have we seen on TV some team from overseas where they're ready to kill the whole goddamn field? At least we don't hop over shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Trying to kill our players when they fuck up. So I just have a problem with people who think that when they bring their children who are under the age, who are not teenagers, to these events, that they should be able to say stuff. And what gets me is that, I'm going to say this wholeheartedly, these are probably the same motherfuckers that are probably fucking with their children in the next room and screaming and yelling, okay? Now,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I can tell you, I know that my parents had sex when I was growing up. I don't recall ever hearing them have it, but I know they probably were having sex. I don't think they tried to wait. You know, they may have tried to wait till I went to sleep. I don't know. But guess what? Whatever was going on in my parents' bedroom, I never knew. So I'm sure that these people are having sex in their home, and I'm sure that these people said shut the fuck up in front of their children. And when I say this, anybody, there are some people who don't cuss. Now, people who don't cuss, okay, again, don't come around me. I cuss. But don't sit here and start trying to censor what I say. I'm so tired of motherfuckers trying to be fucking politically correct about every goddamn thing. There are sometimes I'm just not going to be fucking politically correct. If football is my... Football is where I draw the line. You know, now it'd be different if we were watching a damn parade and we were cussing. It's a parade. You shouldn't be cussing at parades, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
It's
agreed.
Football.
Football.
But it's football.
Football is brutal. It has the passion and all the fans, and trust me, fucking cuss words are going to come out.
I'm going to kill a dog. They keep knocking down the gate. Hey, I'm going to kill one of you because y'all getting a hold of my shit and I'm going to kill you. Come on. Come on. You're not going outside. I guess you will. Go on. Ah! Oh, damn. That was a gut punch. Here, you go back out. Jesus. But again,
I take it they're being very temperamental.
They've been locked up all day because I've been gone since this morning, and then I came home for a minute, and I left back out. So they, one of them has been locked up all day. The other one has been loose, but they want to let loose. And I'm going to listen to
that. Yeah. Yep. As the song says, let the dogs out.
Ooh, let the dogs out. Boom. Yes, one of my favorite songs. But I had to get that out my system because I'm not going to discuss the game, but I am going to discuss. Don't bring up. You know, I tell people, when you start trying to censor every fucking thing that people say and do, go to a fucking damn country that does that. Cuba, Russia, North Korea. There are places that, you know, actually tell you what you can say and can't say, can and cannot say.
Yep. Iran.
Now, there are places around the world that will allow that. You know, if you don't like what I say, go to one of those places. And that's what I'm going to start telling people. I thought that this was freedom of speech. Now, as long as I'm not talking about violence, I think that, you know, and I'm not promoting anything illegal. That's my check, sucking the dick was not illegal. Just saying. But we've got to, and I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to make this political, but I'm going to make this political. As a country, we have to go back to what the founding, freedom of speech is one thing, threatening people is different. First, I want to say, we at V's After Dark are praying for Nancy Pelosi's husband. No one should ever be the target of anyone. I don't care what your political view is.
I agree.
Violence is not the answer. And the fact that this individual is not being charged with attempted murder and said he was waiting on her to get there, it's uncalled for. I'm going to say this. When Ronald Reagan was in office, there was a reason why they called him the great communicator. And this, where we're at now, is not good as a country. It is okay to disagree with people. What is not okay is to be violent and to not listen. We have a multi-party system for a reason.
I agree.
And what happened to that respect that we used to have? It used to be that, you know what, you really didn't know what someone's political party was until you asked them. You know why? Because there wasn't no bumper sticker saying, fuck you, bitch, if you this. I mean, there were not restaurants, and we'll go back to the restaurant I walked into that said, if you voted for Joe Biden and the other shit that it said, you can leave my restaurant.
Yeah.
But they put the damn sign in a location where you would not see it unless you sat down and you were looking at the register. And someone else happened to see it or not. They said something and they were like, amen to that. My political views should never impact my business. And that's just the way I feel. Because your money is fucking green. Let me tell you something. I don't care If you are a fucking member of the goddamn, I like to tattoo my whole goddamn body, and I think the sky is fucking orange party. Is your money green? Are you buying products from me? I don't give a shit what your political view is when it comes down to my business. I'm not turning down no money. And I'm not going to put my political view out there, my political opinion out there in my business for the world to see.
Agreed. Social media has jacked up, fucked up everything that we do now compared to, I mean, shit, 10 years ago. A lot of this stuff did not happen 10, maybe 20 years ago, 20 for sure. But recently, everything has gotten out of control because of media.
Well, it's also gotten out of control
social.
Because, and I'm going to say this, not our generation, but the generation that was it, the baby boomers, the civility is gone from the baby boomers. Because I can tell you, my grandmother can disagree with you all day long. She would never call you out your name. She would never call you fat or ugly or tell people that it's okay to hit you. When you have people
Agreed.
In charge promoting violence, it's a problem. It's a problem on both sides because, remember, this was when President Obama first got in office. They had that congressional baseball game. And remember when a person went there, it was a Democrat, and he went to kill Republicans. President Obama immediately said that was not acceptable and shut it down. He did not condone it. He did not say, oh, well, I wish they would have got more. You know, nothing like that. And Scalia got shot at that game. You know, he came out immediately. Our leaders have to set the example for everyone, not just their personal families, but for the country. And when we don't have people setting the example, it is hard. We, even though I have a small platform, and I don't know how many people really listen to this show, I have a responsibility to not promote violence. What I say could affect people. I have a responsibility because of my platform. You and I have disagreed, but neither one of us say, oh, I'm coming to kill you, or, you know, I would. No, we don't. We're civil people
no.
because we have a responsibility.
And that's the thing. Me and you, we have, you know, different views on a lot of stuff, but we can always find common ground to, you know, get together. And a lot of this country and world do not think that way.
Well, you have to listen to people. I mean, when you listen to people, I have said over and over again, I have talked to people because I want to know why. And I think people should always want to know why a person feels the way they feel. And actually listen to them. It doesn't mean that the way they feel is wrong and the way you feel is right. The way they feel is different. They may, you may disagree with it, but if you listen, you can say, okay, well, I don't really agree with that, but now I understand.
Yes. That's the major problem in this world that everybody is going through. People do not listen and have a open mind to, okay, this is what you believe. This is what you think. That's fine. This is what I think. This is what I believe. So, okay. So we're going to disagree. Now, take it to the next level and just find out information, and it's out there. So even though you might disagree with that information, okay, at least you got educated on this, you know, situation. It will open up your mind. People will actually do research and find out more about, other than being a racehorse with blinders on that only sees, 10% of the world, which is straightforward, going down the racetrack. You got to open up your mind.
Everything on Google is not true. Don't go Googling something. No. I have a big problem with QAnon. I had never heard of QAnon prior to 2020. There is a candidate here who is part of that conspiracy theory. She has said abortion is a form of a satanic ritual. You can say that you don't agree with abortion, but to say that abortion is satanic and it's a satanic ritual? Another candidate, and I, as you could say here, I'm not saying names of these people. Another candidate that's here in our state came out and said that hypothetically a 12-year-old that gets pregnant by a uncle who was abusing them should carry that berry because they need to know what it feels like to be a mama. This bitch said it. I said, are you fucking kidding me? No 12. And when I heard it come out this person's mouth, I don't know how much Law and Order you watch. But there was an episode a few years ago, and about 5 or 6 years ago, it was an episode, and there was a female who was killing older women. And the way she said, Mama, she said, they asked her, they was like, well, do you know who these people saying? She's like, they were all called Mama. And it sounded just as sick as this damn bitch that said a child should carry a baby so they can know what it's like to be a mama. Kidding me?
No.
And this is what we're dealing with now. And then to sit there and say that it's something else they said about the schools. And I just kind of looked, I was like, what the fuck? I'm at this brand new level of what the fuck with stuff right now. And I'm just like, really? That's what we're doing now. There should be a litmus test before you run for office. And the sad part is one of these candidates, because I actually went to look. I was like, let me look this up. I was like, because there's got to be something going on. I looked up this individual just to see what they still. Let me tell you how mad I got. This individual is fucking a college instructor at the community college.
Oh, shit.
You know, I looked at that shit like, what the fuck? I know that it's illegal to fire somebody just because they say things. But do I really want that type of person teaching a 19 or 20-year-old who just got out of high school shit that fucked up? Because if you're saying this on a campaign trail, I'm sure that you said this in one of your lecture halls. That shit threw me for a loop. I was like, this bitch is a motherfucking educator. You know, I was like, oh, God. Then I looked at where she was teaching her. I was like, note to self, don't ever put us in no fucking classes. Because that right there, even though she's not campaigning that she's an instructor or anything, the fact that I looked her up and I saw that shit, I'm letting people, not on this platform, because I don't want nobody coming after me, suing me for no bullshit, okay? But I have told people, since I found this information, I've said this person's name, and I was like, you might not want to send your child to that particular school. As you notice, I'm not saying what school they teach at either. But because of this person teaching there, and their views are public now on how they feel, I would not feel comfortable if my children were of age to go to college. The odds that they might get into one of that person's classes is scary. That That's the way I feel. Let me bring in Randy. I'm also Eden. Because I was running late today. And I'm having the KFC bowl. Now, I'm not a big KFC fan, but this damn bowl of theirs is the best damn thing they came up with. And people, hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm getting ready to go back talking about this bowl. Now, I was going back saying, I'm not a big, you know, I'm not that person who says, oh, KFC this, KFC that. But I will tell you, when they came out with this fucking damn 5 million calorie damn famous bowl, that's the best damn thing they came out with. The mashed potatoes with the gravy, with the corn, and these little chicken nugget things they got on it. Yeah, this damn shit is a bomb, okay? I ain't going to sit here and hold back. And I'm not saying that just because I'm eating it. I try not to eat it too often just because of how many calories it has, but this bitch is a bomb. And I keep telling myself that I'm going to start making it at home because it's something. It's a meal. I mean, it's a full meal. You got everything. But.
And see, that's the thing. That meal, I would love to try, but I really can't do the corn. And it's almost a reverse style of a shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like I said, this is the bomb.
Is that good, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm not a big KFC person. I try to eat at home. I knew I needed to eat today. I was like, I don't want to just go. I could have easily did like a hamburger or something. And I was like, nah, I got to try to be somewhat on track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's just the bomb. That's all I ain't going to sit here and try to. I'm not going to try to paraphrase it. It's just the bomb. I'm not a big KFC fan. But I will say, that damn famous bowl is the bomb. And it is the bomb. As if you hear me say. I will tell you that, what else I was going to talk about? Fucking construction. Now, I don't know. A lot of people are saying that the roads are not being fixed here in Michigan. I'm just going to put this out there. Where the fuck everybody at? Because everywhere I drive, it's fucking construction going on. Now, it might not be going as fast as people want it to go, but let me tell you something. There's a freeway by my house. I swear they've been working on this bitch for 2 goddamn years. They just keep moving. You know how they shift the traffic and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Every damn street around me, I kid you not. And I live in a suburb of Detroit. I don't even fucking live in the city. Every fucking major street around me has fucking construction on it. Even that goddamn Detroit Metropolitan Airport. Oh, yeah. The airport got serious fucking construction. They had the police redirecting traffic because of the construction. I'm like, what the fuck? Airport got construction. All the roads around the airport, fucking freeway. Okay, for you motherfuckers who say that they ain't doing no damn road construction in Michigan, please tell me where the fuck you at. Because I'm going to name off some streets. Randy and Greg won't know the streets. I'm going to name off these streets for you motherfuckers who said ain't shit being worked on. I can tell you, Merriman is being worked on. Middlebill is being worked on. Inkster is being worked on. Telegraph is being worked on. I-275 is being worked on. I-75 is being worked on. I-696 is being worked on. I-96 is being worked on. shit.
Long story short, it's never a dull moment.
All I want to say, I want to know where these motherfuckers said ain't no construction going on. Because I can't go 5 miles without being construction. I kid you not.
Yep.
I cannot leave 5 miles from my house and there's not construction. So for you motherfuckers who are saying the roads ain't being fixed, okay. that's all I can say is okay.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, last time I was up there in that area was 99. And trust me, I mean, the outer loop, no construction. Downtown, no construction. Now, okay.
You said no construction?
When I was up there in 99, none.
Okay. I can tell you right now, fucking construction. It's so much goddamn construction that the joke now in Michigan is that we have 5 seasons. We have the 4 regular ones, summer, winter, spring, and fall.
Yep.
And then we have construction season. Construction season goes to the summer. And construction season goes until that first fucking snow. It starts in March. And this bitch goes. And depending on what freeway they're working on, it's going 365. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So, I don't know where you motherfuckers at. Are y'all still fucking or something, and that's why y'all saying ain't no construction going on? I want to know, is somebody getting their dick sucked and they just are so, it's just so damn good that they are missing the construction? Or some bitch getting her pussy ate where she just having that damn orgasm where construction ain't even, she can't. You know, I want to know. The dick and pussy got to be, it's got to be the dick and pussy, okay? Because I can tell you, and don't nobody get on me when I say this, but even motherfucking Stevie Wonder can tell you about the fucking construction, okay? I don't want to hear shit. Stevie Wonder could see the goddamn construction. I don't know where these people are. Like I said, it must be some dick being sucked. I'm just saying. Oh, but I do have to talk about something. And I had said I was going to talk about this, and let me talk about it. Remember a few months ago, well, I want to say it's been almost a year. I talked about a book. A is not always for Apple. A ain't always for Apple. Well, there is a new book out.
Oh, really?
And
same.
Yes. Same author.
Really?
And I actually ordered the book. Let me read part of it. Where's my book at? And that's how I was going to talk about this. And I'm not going to forget talk about it because I just got the book the other day and it's available on Amazon, $10 still. Pepper, move.
Yeah.
Like, dude, move. Damn, where's the book at? And I read the other day, I was like, oh shit, I was like, I actually got kind of horny reading the book. I know that probably wasn't her intent, but here it is. Okay. This is A Ain't Always for Apple, volume 2 1/4. Not volume 2, 2 1/4. Let me, okay, I just skipped all the way through. I didn't even start are roadhead. Oral sex performed on a man while driving a moving vehicle. And then she got, okay, I'm y'all got to hear this. We're driving back from a weekend getaway. I enjoyed it so much, I want to thank you. So I sucked you off repeatedly while we drive back home. We have miles to go. Can you handle the road, my mouth and tongue, as I give you head while on the road? Then she put it this time. She says, make sure he concentrates on the road while you concentrate on that dick. Yeah.
All right. Let's, now, my question is, what is F?
What is F? Let's see. Because she didn't even,
F.
You know, last time she did it in alphabetical order, she didn't do alphabetical order this time with some of this. But you said S or F?
F. S as
S
in speed.
S as in seed or sex?
Sex.
Okay. Let me see if she put S in here. But she skipped around this time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she skipped around. And she might not have covered all the letters. Let's see.
Because I remember that conversation we all had that night, and
yeah.
I do have that first book. So I'm going to have to get that second book now.
It's on Amazon, $10. Okay, she didn't do an S this time.
Oh, wow.
She didn't do all the letters this time. Okay, but I'm going to give
you E. Because I think yeah.
E is engorged. It's a verb. Erect to the point of your penis feeling like it's going to explode. That dick is engorged and swollen, and I can see it throbbing through your pants. It is free and standing at attention. I take it in my mouth, and I suck that dick. And I suck that dick. It seems to get harder. You slip it in my pussy and suck me until I can't take it anymore, and I release my hot pussy juice all over you. Let's see.
This book, then, is a little bit more detailed.
Yes. Q.
Awesome.
Quiver. Quiver is a verb. A physical shaking motion often exhibited while achieving orgasm during sexual activity. That dick is good, so intense and pleasurable every time you fuck me. When I come, I quiver and shake. Oh, yeah. And you know she got graphics in here like she did before, too.
Yeah.
Oh, she did do S. But I saw the letter wrong. S. Her tongue. It's a noun. And I want to repeat this. Spur tongue. A term used in reference to the clitoris and or clitoris hood. Suck and rub my spur tongue, baby, and stick your finger in my pussy, and I will come all over you. Ooh, but this is a good one. Unicorning. Placing a dildo on your head and fucking someone in the vagina or anus.
Got it.
Let me get, okay, I love it when you strap that dildo on your forehead while we do a 69. You fuck and suck that pussy and ram your dick down my throat all at the same time. I come multiple times. I see why unicorns are mystical.
Damn.
I'm telling you. You got to get it.
Oh, trust me, I will.
Okay, we got Zito. Xylophil. Sexually arousal due to jealousy. Watching him flirt with me makes you so jealous and mad, but your jealousy turns us both on so much. My pussy juices are dripping down my leg, and your dick is so hard. You want to fuck me here and now. Usually leads to good hard fucking while being ass sweet pussy it is. This which equals good dick.
Oh, man. We're going to have her on the show again.
Sharjay, my girl.
Yep.
And that was, this is what I really wanted to talk about tonight, because I was like, oh, I got to, you know, let everybody know. It's not volume two, it's volume 2 1/4.
Oh.
That's that shit. I'm just saying. I'm telling you, I got horny reading the goddamn book. I was like, damn, sir. I'm just saying. This says shit that make you say, damn, baby. I gotta go get fucked. If I can't get fucked, I gotta take care of something. I gotta rub it out or something. I'm just saying. I have no regrets over that $10. Okay? No regrets. So if anybody is listening, the author is Sharjay. It's available on Amazon. It is A Ain't Always for Apple, volume 2 1/4. That's that shit. Can you imagine if I went through the whole damn book? We might be having a goddamn cigarette after this show. And I don't smoke. I'm just putting it out there. Everybody, y'all gotta go get the book. This is the book that you don't leave around your grandchildren. This is the book that you don't leave around your kids, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You do not use this book to read to your children at night. I'm just saying.
Oh, no.
But I will say that if you want to learn some shit, get your partner and say, I got this alphabet book. Can you read this? Can we try some of this shit? Oh, because she hit some shit, too. Like, what else did she hit? I done picked back up the book. Must dive. It's a noun. To suck pussy by performing cunnilingus. You dive in on me and I grind my muscle in your face. The more you lift me, the harder I fuck your face. You hungrily slurp on this pussy until I lose control and I release in your mouth. Must dive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Teabagging. I'm sure you guys will like this one. Noun. Sucking up the ball sack. When I suck your dick, I take my time. I lick from the tip down to the ball sack. I take each one in my mouth and suck them gently. You moan with delight as I am teabagging you. I stroke your dick and I suck your balls and you come so hard. Yes. That's that shit that makes you say, let's go fuck. I gotta go. I'm serious. Then she got in here orgy this time. A noun. A wild party, especially one involving excessive drinking and unrestrained sexual activity. Pussy and dick, tits and ass, everywhere.
fucking and sucking freely. Him on me, he fucked me in the ass. Her on me, she sucked my pussy. Her on him, she rolled that dick. Me on her, we sucked each other's tits and finger fuck each other until we both came. Me on him, I sucked that dick until he busted that nut in the back of my throat. I left the orgy totally fucked and satisfied.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. That's that shit. That's that shit. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. This is a must read. Like I said, I'm not going to go through everything. All I can say is that if you're alone when you read this, you might want to release. I'm just saying.
Basically, you will be aroused.
Most definitely. Me? All I can say, Char J, if you're listening, girl, you did your thing. That's all I can say. Mm. And Amazon delivered it in one day.
I mean, this book sounds delicious. I will probably get online tomorrow night and get that book. Because, yeah.
Wow, I got the book
right
after.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Guess what? The book was just released the 27th of October. That means I got this book quick. And the only reason I knew about it was because I got a Facebook notice about her page, and I went on there, and she was saying that she had left her publisher and self-published her book, and it was available. So I went and ordered it. And it's only 29 pages long. Just like her last one, you know, she did not do – she's educating. And for anyone who did not get her last book, I will read you her foreword. Because I think it's worth reading. She says, A ain't always for Apple, volume 2 1/4. As I stated in my first book, a lot of us can't read, and it is statistically higher in the Black community. And a check of 2020 statistics, the rate is much higher, up from 32 million in 2018 to 43 million adults who can't read. Or read at an eighth grade level or lower, and the numbers climb higher every year. I think that shame plays a part in people not learning how to read, but it shouldn't. Not doing anything about it is shameful. I also think that less than engaging material is another deterrent in the learning process for adults. So I have written books that are intended for adults in an effort to help them start their learn-to-read journey. I take the premise of children's alphabet books and use sexy words and pictures to engage the mind, and the senses to make learning fun for adults. In this refreshed second volume of A Ain't Always for Apple, volume 2 1/4, I step it up and take sexiness to the next level, and like I always say, whether you can read or not, you will learn something. Enjoy, Char J.
That's it.
And, again, I like the fact that, you know, she's written this so that people can learn to read. And I will say, as a person who has taught adult education, the number of people that cannot read, even at the eighth grade level, is sad. And These are people, the people that I taught did not even have a GED and wanted to get their GED, but they couldn't get their GED because they couldn't read. They couldn't do the math.
Yeah.
And the people I was teaching were in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. I'm not talking about teenagers. And I can tell you, teaching adult education, it is one of the most challenging things because it is hard to keep adults engaged, especially when it's already hard for them to say, I need the help. But then to admit that they can't read, so the books that I take for granted, I just go pick up a book and I read it. And sometimes I'll put, and there are books I will put down just because they're bored. I'm that person who needs sex. All my books don't have to have sex in them. But I don't like biographies or autobiographies. I purchased Cicely Tyson's book. I have not even cracked it open because I know it's an autobiography. I have not cracked open The Coming by Michelle Obama because I know it's an autobiography. I purchased those books because they're going to have historical, a place in history. Maybe one day I will read them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a biography and autobiography person. But I like Walter Mosley, which is science fiction, and it's like he does a lot of mystery. I like Terry McMillan. Her stuff gets me. Zane. We all know I love Zane because, shit, I shut this damn show down and went to go see Zane's movie that her book that had been turned into a movie. I will tell you, the hardest thing when you're dealing with adults who don't know how to read is finding what interests them. And this approach that Sharjay has taken, I think, is a great approach. Because, come on now, how many times you ain't tell somebody to go suck a dick? No, I mean, like, you can go suck a dick. I have yelled, suck my dick, suck my pussy, you know, go to hell. No, she's not saying go to hell in her book, but, you know, the fact that she's using what most adults use on a regular basis or should, you know, she takes learning to a sexy level, like she said, and she makes it interesting. Because I'm sorry,
yeah.
A 40-year-old person don't know how to read, don't want to hear about Dick and Jane. Let's just keep it real. Mm-hmm. Shit. We didn't want to hear about Dick and Jane when we had to read about Dick and Jane when we was in fucking school. So can you imagine a fucking 40-year-old talking about Dick and Jane or Jack and Jill or Mary Had a Little Lamb? The shit that we learned. We learned it as children,
yeah.
But it was interesting to us as children. That shit's not interesting to somebody in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. And it's sad that this country, people talk about how uneducated we are, but we are the only country that do not focus highly on education. Other countries, when a person has a talent, they hone in on it. We're the only country that don't go to school 6 fucking days a week. When I lived in Japan, they were going to school on Saturdays. And I'm not talking about for a fucking couple of hours. We are the stupidest country, education-wise, out there, but we think we're so smart. Look at a lot of our scientists. Wasn't Albert Einstein Austrian? A lot of our brilliant people are not, even though they came to the United States, they didn't learn in the United States. There's a reason why Oxford University is one of the best goddamn universities in the world. There's a reason why Rhodes Scholars are out there.
Mm-hmm.
We are so busy trying to tell everybody else what to do, but we need to, how about we start educating our own? We are so stupid. And we don't even understand why.
Well, I agree with you on that.
I remember when I was growing up, children who were smart were put in honors classes, and if they exceeded in those honors classes, they actually got double promoted. We really don't have a lot of children right now that are excelling that much in school. And as a person who got double promoted, I tell you wholeheartedly, every time mm-hmm. I've been given a hard, you know, a new class when I was given these classes, the challenge is real. We're not challenging our children. I don't think watching Game of Thrones is fucking challenging.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing against Harry Potter. But I don't think that telling somebody that they have perfected how to play Grand Theft Auto is the thing to go. I just don't. Maybe I'm wrong. We can right end the show. Everybody, get Char J's book, Char, Girl, Damn.
Yeah.
I did not read the entire book on the show because I did not want us having to all be looking for fucking cigarettes, and we don't smoke. And I didn't want to make a phone call to somebody just because. I ain't been doing that. I'm just saying. Char. Now we need three.
Oh, I'm sure that's probably in the works.
She probably already got it done. She probably just waiting on this one to be all good. You know, and
yep.
The fact that she's so focused on educating. All I can do is say I commend her. But with that, we will be back next week, everybody. I done ate in y'all ear. We done talked about sex. I told y'all, if you never listen to the show, we find a way to talk about sex. And no, no one knew that we were going to talk about this book. But I got it in. I want everybody to have a great week, and we'll be back next Sunday. Oh, and next Sunday, remember, is Daylight Saving Day, saving time.
Yeah.
So there'll still be light outside when we get on the air, or dark. That'll be one of those. We'll be falling back, so it'll be darker.
Yeah.
Have a great week, everybody.
We fall back.
Bye.
Ciao.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this. Come on, why not? People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.